Today's daf is daf Vav, the second row. We're up to the fourth line. Tanya Abba bin Yomen Omer, Yumalei nitna reshut la'ayin lirot, ein ko biriyah ya'achol lamod yufnei ha'mazikin. Yesterday we had two elements that Kriyat Shema Alamita was no gear. One of them is that Yisurin Arba Dila Mimenu. The other is Shmira Min Hamazikin. Yesterday we spent basically the entire daf on the discussion of Yisurin, and we were marchiv the elements of Yisurin. Today the Gemara continues with the other aspect that was introduced yesterday, which is Mazikin. Says Abba bin Yomin, again we had the various Maimorim before with Abba bin Yomin, that if people would be able to see these Mazikin, you would never be able to stand up against them psychologically. Abaye says there's more of them than there are of us, and they surround us the way the water surrounds the, you know, you make that little, what's the name for it? You make a furrow around the bottom of a tree and so on, or particularly vines. You know, the water's sitting in there. So that no, there's a special name for the round furrow. Okay, but not everybody agrees even that it is a round furrow, so I won't even, but it's a furrow along, Rashi suggests it means along the area that was plowed out. Most learn that it means the area around the bottom of a geffen. You know, there's a very beautiful, Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov has a metaphorical explanation of this whole thing. First of all, he says, you notice that it all seems to be talking about, you'll see later on as well, throughout the sugya, there's always a reference to the impact of in Talmidei Chachomim of this mazik, not general. He says that when it says more than us, it means more than we people in the Beit HaMidrash. So he sees this, there was once, I think, a movie in which somebody had these glasses that he could see what other people were thinking. It totally drove him crazy. Like, what were they thinking about him? When he learns that that's the meaning of the mazikin, but people repress all kinds of horrific emotions. We put on this little game of everybody's friendly, and we're learning together, and it's all very nice. If people could see the mazikin that are being generated by the interactions that aren't coming to the surface, they probably drop dead on the spot and so on. And then it goes through the whole sugya like that with various remos and things. It's very cute. And Ravuna Omar Kol Chad V'Chad Binan Alpha Mismale Ravava Mimine. Each one of us again has 1,000 to his left hand, 10,000 to his right hand. Of course, the Uvuz is on the posik of Shir Shal Pagoyim. Omar Rava Haiduch Kadavi. Have you ever noticed when you go into the room for a shir that it's always very crowded, even though nobody shows up to the shir? That's them. There's got to be an explanation for that. And you know, the other thing is that the Hani Birche Deshali, you notice that you ever like get really tired as if you've been standing all day and your feet are weak? That's because they're leaning on you all the time, you see. You ever notice that Yeshiva Bokhrim suits always look like they've been rubbed against and shiny and they never, you know, like they're very old and so on? That's because these guys rub against them all the time, you know. So, Hai Mani Rabbanu Dabalam Yechuf Yedid Huda. It's all coming from the rubbing against these invisible mazikim. Ani kari de menakvan minayo. You always feel like somebody's bumping into you? Not to them. I'm on the boil of meida lehu. If you want to just become aware of whether you're under attack, mlaiti kitma nehila, bring some talc, or in their terms, very, very fine dust. V'nahade apurye, put it around your bed. Then in the morning, you'll find these footprints. V'tzavra chozi beit kikari de tarnagula. You'll find the footprints look like little chickens. And they've been hopping around. And I'm on the boil of mirzino, if you actually want to see such things. Like your shayata de shunrata uchmata bat uchmata buchrata bat buchrata. Boy, Macbeth would love this one. Take now the shilya, take the afterbirth of a black cat who is the daughter of a black cat, both of which are firstborns, burn it up in fire, likle benura, lishachke, rub it into a powder, velimle enamine, and apply liberally to your eyes. Vechazilo, boy, will you see it. Vilashadia begupta de parzala, but make sure that you put the rest of the powder inside of a steel container. Vilichtme begushpanka de parzala, and then seal it with a metal seal, because Bazikim don't have rishus to take things that are sealed up. Because if you don't seal it up, Dilma Ganvim, and they could take the stuff from you, and then they could look at you. That would be awful. Vilachtam pume, also make sure that you seal the opening to this cylinder. Kiechvelolitzek, because this could be very damaging to you. Rabibi Barabaya, Ovadok Rabibi Barabaya tried that. Chaza, well, he saw what he wanted to solve, Itzek, but he went bananas from it. So Bo Rabbanan Rachmi Alevi Itzek, Rabbanan were Mavakish Rachmi on him, and he was cured. Tanya Abi Binyamin Omer, further Mamorim from Abba Binyamin. In Tvilator Shel Adam Nishma'a Atela Bebeta Knesset, Shenema Lishmoa El Harina Vela Tvila. What's the connection between Rina and Tvila? Bimokom Rina, Shamte Tvila, the place where people gather together for singing. is the place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomea LaTvila. So that means you should always attempt to be praying in the Beit HaKnesset. Omer Ravin Baravadam Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matsui B'Beit HaKnesset. How do we know that a Beit HaKnesset is a place where the Shechina actually is Matsuya? Sheneemar Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El. Minayin La'asara Shemitpalalim Sheshchinayim Ahem. And we know that Eida is always derived. So first we take the simple meaning. Ba'adat Kerel would be the place in which there is a concept of Eida. Specifically, an Eida comes from the word for Moed, or Eid. In other words, it's an appointed place. It's not just a group of people. My reference, therefore, is to the Beit HaKnesset. In an expanded understanding of the Pasuk, we can also understand that if 10 people are together, wherever they are, the Asarash, Mitpalalim, Shkinaimahem, Shneemar, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adatel, we find also that, unfortunately, from not a very pleasant place, which is the Meraglim, but that becomes the Mokar for the Din of the Minyan, Ad Matai La'idah Ra'ah. So Ad Matai La'idah Ra'ah is the 12 Meraglim minus Kalev and Yoshua. Means that the Ra'ah, those who had been sent, are an Eidah once they're called 10. And here it says, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel. So that means that 10 people that come for the purpose of Kel, in other words, for the purpose of Tevilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Shekhinah to be with them. How do we know that if even 3 people are sitting now in a Beit Din, that the Shekhinah there also comes? And Elohim is always a lotion of Beit Din. How do we know even 2 people that are there together, sitting and learning together, that the Shekhinah is with them? Shenemar az nidabru yirei Hashem isher nidabru yirei Hashem isher ayeu vayakshev Hashem vayishma. So we see that when you have yirei Hashem isher ayeu is only 2 people, and when they're speaking to each other in terms of the yirat Hashem, they're speaking in Hebrew Torah. So then vayakshev Hashem vayishma, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears them vayikatev b'sefer zikaron nefanav. We'll see that that's important later on. Continues on the pasuk. What is the sefer zikaron? Yirei Hashem lechol shvei shemo. What is the meaning of Choshvei Shemo? I mean, if you say you're a Hashem, isn't that sufficient? Amar Avashi, no, this means literally Choshvei. In other words, planners. Somebody, Chisheva, I mean, just was thinking, Chashav Adam Lasot Mitzvah. He had plans to do a mitzvah and was unable to do it. Not to any fault of his own. V'ne'enas v'lo asa'a. Ma'ale alav ha'katuv k'ilu asa'a. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that person's mitzvah into consideration, even though he was only a Choshvei, even though he only thought about it. And minayin afilu echad, sheyoshev osei b'Torah sheshchina imo, shneemar b'chol makom asher azkir et shemi, wherever there is a place that people will be mazkir, my shame, in terms of my mitzvahs and my Torah, avoy lach v'erachticha. So now we want to understand this. V'chimiachad afilu chad, once we've proven that the Shekhinah is present even with a single individual, what's the point of bringing the raya for Mazen Nidbaru? I mean, it's certainly not going to go away just because there's 2. So what is added with the Ozen Nidbaru ish? Well, we have other issues where you. So, afilu b'chad shreimi boy. Is there any chiddush in the 2? There is indeed, because by 2, you'll notice that the pasuk continues on to say that vayishma vayikatev sefer zikaron lefanav. So, when there's 2, michat von milayu b'sefer zikronot, then the sefer zikaron is written with their words. Mashenkein. When there's only 1, chad lo michat von milayu b'sefer zikronot, the words of that individual is not written in the sefer zikaron. It's a very beautiful from Nishbitzer, but the Tzidkas HaTzadik brings a number of his svarim. HaTzadik brings the idea that the sefer HaZichronot that's mentioned over here is actually the human mind. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's book of memories, or the memories inscribed, so to speak, in human intelligence through the ages. So if you have 2 people that are being osek one with the other, then that becomes something that is memorable. It's memorable for them. Because of that, it becomes now imprinted upon the history of Bria, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sefer zikaron. An individual that just happens to be thinking about something is not imprinted. It doesn't have that kind of impact on it. It's interesting, but it sounds like the Dafka, the words of, you know, someone like Ishbitz, but the Meiri basically says the same thing. That he sees the Sefer HaZikaron as something which makes an impact on a person's mind.
Hard disk and a floppy disk.
A what?
It's like a hard disk and a floppy disk.
They're still floppy disks? Yeah, they don't last very long, you're right. It's true. So, if we have even a Shekhinah appearing for 2, what's the point of telling me the Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat, the idea of the Chalal of Bezdin, which is the Beker of Elohim Yishpot, the continuation of that. So, Tzlatami Boy says, come on, yes, because you see, the 3 people that are sitting for Din are not learning. They're paskening. Now, I might have thought that the concept of a Beit Din paskening is like Shalmo B'Almo. It's a nice thing. It's bringing peace to the world. But it's not the Asik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah directly. V'lo at yashrin, that's more of a social thing. In other words, society requires Beit Din. The person is paskening al pi Torah. But there's no room for the Shekhinah there. Kamash v'lam, that no, that there's a special concept of the Din which is a type of Torah where the Shekhinah appears. The Dinanami Hainu Torah. Okay, but if even three people are enough to bring the Shekhinah, even just sitting for din, so why do I need a raya that 10 people that got together for tefillah and so on, that they have the Shekhinah? So asara mi boy, asara kadma Shekhinah va'atya, talata adayatve, where there's 10 people that are kavua and amokam, the Shekhinah comes before they begin. Whereas if there's only three people, or 3 to 10, then only when they start, now they're Esek, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. But he's not there before they begin. How do we know that God wears tefillin? So when we say that the Shekhinah Kivayachol swears with his right hand and the Zroa Uzo, what is Zroa Uzo as opposed to Yemino? So Yemino refers to Torah. So you see, Yemin is a reference to Eshdat, which is Torah. Bizroa Uzo has to be a reference to tefillin. Shenema Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain, and we know that that Oz, the Menayin Shatfilin Oz in Israel, that you see, and the tiny Rabbi Ezra got along with tefillin shebarosh. You see that the tefillin is something in which even the Ami Olam can see the Shem Hashem that is upon a Jew, and they'll have a certain fear. It's an interesting comment by the Chafetz Chaim in one of the Sforim, which was very nuggy at the time. Was that every time you walk down the street and somebody makes some comment like "dirty Jew," you know, "Jid," or something, he says you have to look into your heart because clearly the Shem Hashem is not Nikra Alecha. Because if it were, they wouldn't have the chutzpah to do such a thing. They're not seeing you really as Ben Yisrael, Hashem Hashem Nikra Alecha. And that we see, because otherwise there is a concept of Hashem Hashem Yitek, which is Kol HaMeharetz. In any event, it's clear that that Oz is a reference to something that is visible, makes an impact upon people when it comes to the Oz of a person. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using the same word in terms of himself and his Shavu'ah, it's got to be that he has something equivalent to that. Omalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Hani tefillin demorei alma mai kativu. I mean, we understand that in our tefillin they're written things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shamoah, B'chor, wherever we find a concept of Zikaron, Oz. Okay, that makes sense for us. It doesn't make sense for him to be wearing tefillin that have those parshias in it, right? I mean, what would be the point? He's the mocker. Why would he wear tefillin? So what would be the equivalent type of parasha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Well, I mean, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he has in his tefillin Mikamcha Yisrael Goyachad Baretz. I mean, if we're going to talk about his achdut, he'll talk about our achdut, right? So he speaks of us as a Goy Echad Miyuchad. Umi Mishtabeach Kutshubricho B'Shvachayu B'Yisrael. Isn't that a little bit of a stretch, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtabeach now in the Shevach of Yisrael, the way we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad? I mean, that sounds a little bit too anthropomorphical. Indeed, it's true, he does, they see. Et Hashem Emar, Tashem Hashem Emircha Ayom. So what's Tashem Emar, Tashem Ayom, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael? Atem HaSituni Chativa Achad Ba'olam. Look, you were goring me that I should be known throughout the world as a singular entity. And I am going to do the same for you. So we see that there is indeed a yachas of similar, since the tefillin are basically the expression of the connection between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows for the process of tefillah and bakasha. So it works in both directions. Says the Gemara, Amar Le'Ravach, Abrei Le'Ravach, Le'Ravash. Okay, that's one pasuk. What are you going to do with the rest? I mean, that's Pechad Beta. There's four batim. We darshan the Zera Uzo is a reference to Tefillin Shebarosh. The Tefillin Shebarosh, you've got four different batim. You can't put the same parsh in every bite. If you're going to tell me we're talking about Tefillin Shoyah, then you could say, okay, that's all there is. But where are you going to fill up the other batim one? So that's Pechad Beta, Bishar Batimai. What are you going, which pasuk are you going to have in the other batim of the Tefillin? Omar Lay, well, you have Kimi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elohim Krovim Elav, and you have Umi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, and then you have Ashrecha Yisrael Mikom Ocham No Shav Hashem, and then you have Ol Anisa Elohim Lo Vola Kachat Goy Mikerav Goy, and then you have Letitcha Elyona Kol Goyim. Hey, wait a minute here. You have an official of two vipot. You got too many. Now you have too many psukim. I'm going to just ask you to fill up the four batim. You're giving me too many psukim here. Ella, ki mi goy gadol u mi goy gadol, which actually is one pasuk after the other. They're also danya nadarim. I mean, the idea of here is gadol, as opposed to echad. Okay, so you have one bayit that talks about the achdut of Yisrael. You have one bayit that talks about the gadol of Yisrael. Both of those took him go together. That's b'chad beta. Ashrecha Yisrael. Mi gamcha Yisrael. That's also one concept of the unique phrase, the Shevach of Yisrael. Okay, that's also B'chad Beita. And then, Hanisa Elohim Lakachat, Lavo Lakachat Logoy Mikarev Goy, and the idea of the Titcha Elyon Al Kol HaGoyim. That too is a single concept, isn't it? The relationship of Yisrael to the Umas HaOlam, the separation, the Aliyah of Yisrael over the other Umas, that's all one idea. So we have four batim now. So one of our batim is the Achdus of Yisrael, which is Keneged Shema Yisrael. The other one of the batim we had was talking about the Godless of Yisrael. So that's both Migoy Gadol and Kimi Goy Gadol and Migoy Gadol. The other one is the praise of Yisrael. So that's Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikomofa Yisrael. And the other is the distinction of Yisrael from the Umas HaOlam, which is Lovo L'Kachat Lo Goy Mikarev Goy, and the idea of Letit Chalayon Al Kol HaGoyim. Both of those are the same idea. And so we have here four batim, Keneged the four batim on our tefillin. Now these parashot are also all kulu k'tivi de'adare. All of them are written on the tefillah shoyad as well. So even though that's all in one bayit, but these, just like in our tefillin, we have all of the separate batim written in one bayit on the shoyad. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears a tefillin shoyad. Omer Rabbanim v'Aravadam Reb Yitzchak, kol haragil lavo lebeit ha'kneset v'lo ba yom echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo. Somebody who regularly comes to davening in shul, and then he doesn't show up one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know where he is. Shenemar mi b'chem yirei Hashem shomea b'kol avdo. Where is this guy? Asher halach hashechim. Is he gone wandering off into the darkness? Ve'ein ogalo. There's no light that's going to shine on a guy like that. Meaning, if he went to darkness, it says, ein nogalo. But mashma, that im ledvar mitzvah, halak, he didn't go to darkness. He went in order to do a mitzvah. So then nogalo, then it's mashma that he will still have siyata nishmaya. The im ledvar harishut halak, however, if he went to chashechim, then ein nogalo. Why ein nogalo? He had an important meaning. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Probably he's going to miss his meeting. Because, continues the pasuk, yiftach b'shem Hashem, yishayin de'loham, he should have had bitachim. So how can he go now? First he'll go to his meeting, then he'll daven, and he'll come to shul. He should have had Vitochen, gone to shul, and figured he'd make the meeting later. Not the end of the world. There's very interesting shailas in Nogen LaHalacha over here. Because it says over here that if he went not to Chashekim, then no Gamma. So what does that mean? There's a whole shaila. Suppose a person, before I even begin, you notice that this is only set up, somebody always shows up to shul. As usual, Richie, I mean, it's the old thing. Once you put yourself into a situation, then you get yourself into trouble. Yeah. It's better just to stay out of trouble. Then they don't notice you. So if there's only somebody who comes to shul, what, you have to start up now already? Zachary Broker starts noticing you, you know. Anybody who wants to stay on the side, you better stay on the side. But I mean, indeed, that is a very important element. In other words, because basically what it means over here, a person is koveya himself in a certain avodah that comes to define him. And he's now in a higher darga. This is the type of person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know about. So it's going to be mashilo. If a normal guy misses something, it doesn't, you know, it's anyway, here today, gone tomorrow type of fellow. But if somebody was koveya himself, God is interested. Wait a minute, that guy's a friend. I mean, where is he today? How come he hasn't shown up? So in Okinami, we know that sivivav nisara ma'od, the closer that one gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more trouble he's in, because there's higher demands, but you know, I mean, that's the price of progress. So that's the first point that needs to be made. But now the shaila is like this. Such a person clearly has a chiyuv to be there, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking. Are we talking about now the chiyuv of tefila qua tefila, or is this begetter and neder? In other words, since I'm always koveya myself in tefila, so if I don't show up, besides the chiyuv of davening in the Beit HaKnesset, which is a question of whether that's an absolute chiyuv or it's a good thing to do, as the Shulchan Aruch brings, lo'olam yishtadel adam l'ispalu mimen. Okay. So the question is, if I was koveya, now I have a chiyuv of a neder. If I have a chiyuv of a neder, the question is, how can I go away to something else? This became a whole shaila among the Achronim. Suppose somebody has something that he was done, that he did all the time, you know, so it's begetter and neder, and now he wants to be mevatel his hanhoga teva for purposes of a mitzvah. So instead of, let's say, daven v'tikun, you know, all the time v'tikun, he'd use the daven. Now they're making a new minyan, and then he's the tenth guy, and they need a guy to come to the new minyan. So he says, okay, look, let's start a mitzvah, you know, I'll give up on davening and v'tikun, you know, assuming he should do such a thing. So the question is, does he need heter nedarim? Because if the hakpada on the sugya over here was because of neder, which is the assumption, then how come it says if he left, no galo? It didn't say, I mean, obviously he wasn't matur neder. If he'd been matur neder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be wondering what happened to him, right? Because that would be part of his kriyum. So the Netziv actually brings a raya from your halacha l'maisa that you do not need hatarat nedarim for going off for a dvar mitzvah, even though you apparently had a hanhoga that was three times or more that was koveyed as a chiyuv for you. But many of the achronim are cholik on this. And actually, there's a Magen Avraham that in general, a one-time departure from a hanhoga Haga doesn't require a Torah Nedarim, because it's included in your original Kabbalah. It's not something that's absolute, in the sense, if you have a mitzvah to go to, okay, but I understand I'm going to go to that mitzvah. I have to go to a minyan for an oval or something. That means I can never go to a minyan oval because I always die with the oval. So therefore, it wouldn't be a raya, the tenor for the mitzvah either, because we're not talking about necessarily here somebody who went permanently. The mashmaut is that God saw him yesterday, we'll see him tomorrow, and he's wondering what happened to him today. So there it says in Nogalo, maybe in Okinami, to drop on Hoga permanently, perhaps you do need a Hatarat Nedarim, as some of the other Achronim decide. Omer of Yochanan, B'sha'ah Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Beit HaKnesset V'lo Matzah Bo Asara. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows up to Shul, and he doesn't find 10 people there. Miyad Hu Kois, immediately gets angry. Shenema Madua Bati Ve'inish, Karati Ve'inoneh. How come I show up? And nobody's here. Now some learn, there's a machlokas, so if you had to understand it. Is ve'ein ish that nobody is here, or ve'ein ish is the tenth man isn't here? Where's the man? That's the thing. That's why they always got around saying, they're tenth. But actually in the Zohar, the Rebbe Kivager brings that, in the Zohar it says that only nobody is there. If somebody is there, then that person is the man. You know, he's the only one. That's why Father Rebbe used to make sure that he was the first one in Shul. And it's an important nekuda, because the implication is that there's two completely different things involved in coming to Shul. One is the ishtatvus in the minyan, but the other is the fact that there's an element of shechina that's in a Beit Knesset, so there's a kabbalat p'nei shechina, which is an entirely different point. So somebody who wants to run, so to speak, the kabbalat p'nei shechina, even he knows there's no minyan there yet. He thinks, okay, I'll wait till everybody else comes, so I should be the first one. But if there's an minyan of being the kabbalat p'nei shechina, on the contrary, the first one is a much bigger chashivas. Okay, so we have two inyanim then in the miyat ko'ez. What were you asking?
Then
the Shechina went away anyway, so it's not okay. What were you going to ask?
Earlier we said that since it's a place of blue of 10, the Shechina's already there first, so we just better
make it. What are you doing? You're asking a question, you bring a right. Think it out. No, there's a Shuvah Sarajba on what you're doing. Think it out. You may be asking a question, let's ask the Rajba. Omer of Chalba, Omer of Huna. Kolakoveya makom tvilato Elohe Abraham be Israel. Somebody who has a makom kavua for his tefillah, then the Lord of Abraham is on his side. So apparently there's an inyan of kviyat makom tefillah that we recognize in Avraham Avinu. The Gemara is going to ask, where do we see that? But the concept of having a makom kavua implies that there's a certain personal sense of placement and connection. In other words, it's like if you went to a particular beach for a number of years in a row, you know, Lahavdil. You want that particular beach, right? Now, why is there plenty of beach out there? I mean, what's the point of that particular beach? So what happens is a particular chavivus, and a sense of connection, in which the entire environment becomes part of your activity. So if tefillah is something that is just a thing that you do, then you don't develop that kind of chavivus for the particular place. If there's a sense of, I'm now in my home, which is a makom of tefillah, and it's this little quarter in the Beit HaKnesset, that makes a person, first there's a certain humbleness that's associated with that. A sense of this is where I belong. And that is something which Avraham Avinu was koveya, and it brings a certain ezra, a certain siyata d'shmaya. U'chashabet omrim lo e'anav, because it in fact, a person who dies after a life of having a special place in the Beit HaKnesset, people say, where is that anav? Where is that chasid? Mitamidav shel Avraham Avinu, and the Shemayim, they relate to him as coming from the same hanhog of anivas and chasidus as Avraham Avinu. And how do we see that? Avraham Avinu min olam dekava makom l'tfilah. Dechtiv vayashkem Avraham baboker el hamakom asher amacham. Why is that important? It says hamakom asher amacham et pnei Hashem. It was a place that he had been speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he goes back to that place, and that place which says amad has to be speaking to HaKadosh, it says ein amida l'tfilah. Shemar vayamod pinchas vayipalel. The idea of amida in front of Hashem is tefillah. And it means that he apparently held that since he had spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that mokam, that becomes a mokam that's miyuchad for him. Omer Rabbi Chalba, Omer Rav Huna, hayotzei mibeit HaKnesset, someone who's going out of a shul, al yapsia psia gasa. He should not take giant steps, and he shouldn't be running to get out of shul. He should be, you go out, as if you have to go out. Omer Rabbi Elo Amar Nela Lamefakav, Lameyal Mitzvah Lamirat. This is only if you're leaving, but going in, there's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar near the fa. Ladat at Hashem. Here it says you should be running. You should be near the fa. Of course, that doesn't mean literally running, but he's turning it even into a lashon of running. Near the fa means, like we would say in English, driven to something. So you feel as if you're being chased. You're running ahead. And you say it means literally. You should run ladat Hashem. the obvious question over here is that the Selo Amrin Ella doesn't make any sense. The original Maimer was, someone who leaves Shul shouldn't run. It's absurd to say, well, that's only if you're leaving. I just said that. I said, someone who leaves Shul shouldn't run. You say, that's only if you're leaving. Thank you. That doesn't make so there are those who learn that the Nekuda over here is, even though there's a halacha that says that a person should be Yodzi Beit HaKnesset and Nichnas Beit HaMidrash. So you would think that the leaving of the shul is, since I'm going now on Aliyah into the Beit HaMidrash. So at that point it would be okay to run. But he's coming along to say that for the going into the Beit HaMidrash, fine, run. But even under those circumstances, to leave a Beit HaKnesset, one isn't allowed to run, even though one's going to be running as soon as he gets out the door. Oh, that's the next thing, yeah. But you shouldn't run while you're in the shul. But that's it. It's only when you're going out. When you're going in, you're going in now to the next thing, you're going to be running. I used to see guys running on Shabbos from the yeshiva. They would run to get to the drusha in time on Shabbos. And I used to think to myself, yeah, it's disgusting, running on Shabbos like that. It's like a chilul Shabbos. In other words, not literally chilul Shabbos, but you're being mechalal the spirit of Shabbos doing that. But even shamanal other etachol, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When I heard Rabbi Tanchum's maimer that he quotes from Yeshua ben Levi, Lo olam yarutz adam medvar lachafil b'Shabbat, that he said, on the contrary, when you're going to learn, you should run even on Shabbos. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, Achrei Hashem yelchu ki aryeh yishag. So you should be roaring like a lion. I'm reading. I start running myself. I'm Rabbi Zera. Agu the pirka ria. Most people, when they run to hear a shir on Shabbos, don't understand a word of it anyway. They fall asleep. And even if they do understand a word of it, as Rashi says, they don't remember it afterwards. Therefore, they're not going to get the schar of the learning.
Is that only Shabbos?
Is that only your shul?
Thank you. So, therefore, what schar do they get? The running. The riata. At least they ran, so okay. They did a mitzvah in running and showing the chavivas for the shir. That's also something. This is really a very serious question, because there's some that conclude on the basis of this Rashi. Rashi's loshen is that rubam einam mevinim la'amid girsa v'lo mashmuam mit biraban la'achrasman shikavu schar limud. Mashman, if you can't reconstruct afterwards the Torah that you learned about that, then there's no schar in it, which is a terrible indictment. And who remembers anything? Well, except Mendel with his Chazorah Seder, but most people don't have such a complex Chazorah Seder, so what if they don't remember? So some taina that the point of here is Agra the Pirka, not the Schar Limud. He would have been learning anyway. So he would have been sitting in the Beis HaMidrash learning. Now he's leaving his normal learning. Okay, so the question is, did he get anything about from going to the Bedavka, to the Shir on Shabbos? Did he get something out of that? Not really. What do you get? Additional. In other words, additional to the learning he would have had otherwise. Since you don't really get anything specific out of it that you remember L'Achar Zman, that you could paskin with, and so on. What you get out of that is Riyata. It's not to say that there wouldn't be Schar Stam for learning. It's just not the Schar of the Pirka. Agra the Kala. How about going to the Kala Drushes, which is terrific. I mean, that's like going to the Siyam the Daf Yomi, 20,000 people all in one place, they're pushing, they're still thinking, you're wondering, what am I doing here? So the main schutz for that is the crowd. It's the duchka. If you're willing to live through the crowds, that's the biggest schar you'll get out of that. Omar Rava, Agra, the Shmaitza Svora. The biggest schar, here it means that which you'll get the most out of a thing. So the most you'll get out of your learning that you hear over just as a set shir is that which you're able to understand, that you work out for yourself. Omar of Papa, Agra, the Beitanya Shtiku. The ikar schar a person would have in going to a levaya or being by a cemetery is to shut up. Not like some levayas around here. You notice that levayas around here go, cell phone discussion about the movies and so on, all in the middle of the levaya. And as people think they're being mechabe the maze, Omar Marzutra Agat Tanisa, the greatest schar of the tainis is the tzedakah. At night, the derech was to give tzedakah, all the aniyim would come in, and they would give tzedakah. That's the height of the day. Omar Pshesh's Agat Hespeda Deluye, somebody who's going to say a hesped. The ikar thing is to get people to respond emotionally, not to have something very intelligent and deep to say, but rather the main thing is to get people to respond by through the way you're speaking, rather than what you're saying. So Deluye means to lift up your voice and then crying and so on. Om Ravashi Agud Vehiluling Mile. The best thing you can do at a chasana, if you're going to do something, is to be misaneach the chasana the kala by saying things, saying something nice about the chasana to the kala, saying something nice about the kala to the chasana. And and so on. Amr Huna, call a mitzpalel acharei beit haknesset. Now that we're on the subject here of a mokum miyuchad for tefillah, remember we started with the mokum rina sham shtei tefillah, that the ikar mokum, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, is in a beit knesset, meaning of being koveya mokum the tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming early into the beit knesset, and so on. Someone who davens behind the beit haknesset nikra rosh. Shenemar saviv v'shayim yitalechu. Rishayim, they go around the outside. They're not in the inside. And there's a lot of different pshatim in here. Rashi is very unclear. There's four different approaches to what Rashi means. But there's three possibilities over here. There's more than three possibilities. There's three issues over here. Question of how many of them are involved. Achorei beit haknesset, in the sense of simply not being in the beit haknesset, when everyone is. The other issue is achorei beit haknesset. One way of understanding Rashi is that achorei beit haknesset has you facing the opposite direction, in which case it appears that you believe there's another God. The other element of achorei beit haknesset, the way Rashi has it, the door of the beit haknesset, is on the other side of the building, where people are davening toward, which is the norm. People are davening, let's say, in places, most places today, are davening towards the east. The door over here might be, one pshat is the door is in the east, and he has his back to the tzibur while he's davening in the correct direction.
There are many shuls.
Yeah, the door is by the Aron Kodesh. So in that case, he's putting his back to the tzibur, as if he's not interested in the tzibur. So the question is those three issues, which of those three issues, all of those three issues, that makes him into a rasha. Some learn, unless you have all three of those, that's like you're turning your back on the tzibur in terms of where the door is. You're outside of Beit HaKnesset, and you're facing a different direction. And all of that is necessary to be called a rasha. But some aren't even not going into the shul itself. Instead of standing outside and answering kedusha, you should go inside. Shenamar saviv rishayim yitalechu. Omer abaya lo amon edad lo mahadar ape le beit knishta. This is only if he isn't at least turning towards the Beit HaKnesset. Again, this would depend. So how are the other people facing when he's turning towards the Beit HaKnesset? Of a mahadar ape le beit knishta. If he's turned towards the Beit HaKnesset and shows that he's makshiv the Beit Knesset, let lamba. And then at least it doesn't look like a rush. Now there was once a maisa who gabbed the kamatzli achorei Beit Knesha, below maharat el Beit Knesha, was a guy that was davening and wasn't facing the Beit Knesset. Cholaf Elio, so Elio happened to be driving by at the moment, and the chazi got a look at this guy and didn't like him at all. So Idmelek Itaya, so he put on one of his projections, which was of an Arab horseman, you know. And Omar like, hey man, Kadu Bar, what's going on? You think that there's two separate Rishuyas over here? Dubar? Is like you're praying to one God, the guys inside are going to another God. Kami Morak in front of your Lord, Shalab Safsaravakati took out his sword and killed the guy. But you know, it's very fortunate when you've got these different projections. I mean, they never caught him. A minute later he was in his Jaguar.
How long will
Mike
today? Very often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. We should do is there's so many sugyas over here. There's no gela halacha. It might be kedai to have a zman miyuchad maybe at the end of the week.
Just not on Shabbos.
No, not on Shabbos, but to just review those things where we finish the sugyas at least. To go to. The what? Not really. I looked at them. It was sort of shvath. Very non-committal, as these things usually are. So what we could do, I don't know if we have enough time for people. We could do Friday morning before our Chazorah, or too much time?
Before the Chazorah would be wonderful.
Would that mean too much time for the Chazorah? I'm asking you, sir. Would you be able to? You'd be able to afford the extra time?
Try.
Okay, so maybe we'll do that. We'll have like a brief 15-minute discussion now for this year of those issues that we had completed during the week. All right, good. That's a nice idea. Okay, so Leo got away. Now, meanwhile, we brought up the pasuk, Saviv Rishaim Yitalafu, Kirum Zulut Livnei Adam. We'd like to know what exactly Kirum Zulut means. It's very strange language. Says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, you know the meaning of Kirum Zulut Livnei Adam? It's Omar Le Elu Dvarim that are Kirum, meaning they're Omdim Berumo Shel Olam. There's a lot of things that are extremely important in life, and people are Mezalzalim. Bnei Adam Mezalzalim Bahem. So Kirum Zulut, when the things that are really important are Zol, then Saviv Rishayim Italachud. That's when you find everybody walking around being Rishayim. That's one chant. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Damri Tavel, which is a very, very important akuda, because again, we tend to think that the breakdown in values can be limited to a particular thing. In other words, let's say things that are one of the most important things in the world. is, for instance, not talking in the Beit HaKnesset, right? And they're talking in the Beit HaKnesset is considered to be, by many, the reason that Klal Yisrael was in Golus for such a long period and the destruction of the entire relationship to HaKadosh Baruch, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing could be a greater zilzal, especially b'shas tefillah, b'shas kaddish. What bigger zilzal is there? When people are saying Yehishmei Rava, you're saying, how did AT&T do yesterday? And literally, you see this in front of your eyes all the time. So this is Kirun Zulu. That which is most important becomes totally mizulzal. So you think, okay, so we have other things that we're machmir on, you know. So here it's telling you there's no such thing. A system of values that takes something which is valuable and turns it into absolute mincemeat is no longer a system of values. It allows rishayim yitalachut, saviv rishayim yitalachut. Because once you do that, then your system of values is not being derived from the Torah at all. It's whatever you feel comfortable with, that's important. And whatever you feel uncomfortable with, that's unimportant. And lamaisa, if you think about it, what's the word for values in Hebrew? What is the other meaning of the word erechim? Ma'arechet, system. So in Hebrew, it's not two things, system of values. Values are by definition a system, right? So if you destroy the system, you're left with things that can't be values because they don't relate to any interrelated system. So it's trying to give some objective meaning to value, which isn't coming from anywhere. All right, so the pasuk is an extremely powerful pasuk. When do you have Rishayim Mitalochon? Whenever you have Kerum Zulut Levnei Adam. Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar Amar Tavayu, they say there's another meaning over here, and that is, Kivan Shenitzarech Adam Libriot. This is because we understand that this is going on the pasuk earlier. Hirkafta Enosh L'Roshenu. So once a person is in a matzav in which he needs other people, his face turns colors. And this is, he's like, panav mishtanot kikrum, shenema, kirum zulut livnei adam. If a person is dependent on bnei adam, then his face is kirum, because it becomes cheap. My kirum, the osir adimemer, ofechad yesh bekarche haya, uchrum shuvo, vechivad shechama zorachat, mitapech lekama divanim. This is an incredible bird that you find in the jungle. And as the sun shines on it, you can see it's iridescent. All kinds of colors. Well, the person's embarrassed, he's just red, but if he's dependent on others, he's turning every color under the sun. So he's like Krum. Ravami Ravasi Dharmitavar Kiel Nidon Bishneidinim, Eish Umayim. It's as if he goes through, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Shemir Yirkafta Enosh L'Roshenu, Banu Be'eish Umayim. If you have a human being on top of your head that's going through fire and water. You should be careful about mincha. We find that Eliyahu's tefillah was only answered at the time of mincha. And that shows that this is a special time that a person should be zoyer in. The union of mincha is the concept of mincha according to Bali Kabbalah is that in the midst of your hishtavus or immediately after your work in the day, you come to bring all of that sof kol sof to tefillah. Normally, a person gets wrapped up in what he's doing. I think people in general that have a minyan in their workplace, in their office, really feel this very strongly. You're in the middle of like everything but. Dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's this business and that business and figuring out these negotiations and this strategy, and yet you're very much in an artificial reality. And then there's like, it's 1:30 and it's time for Mincha, and everything changes. You go out into a completely different world in which you're davening and recognizing that all of that ishtabas is really only to be seen as part of your dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's something that's very special about that time that comes just as a person, either in the middle or immediately after, so it's ma'apich your ishtablas into the Ratzon Hashem. And why did he say aneni Hashem aneni? What were the two aninis? The simple aneni shetereg eish min Hashem. I sort of put my head on the line over here, there better be some fire and we get some action, or I'm in big trouble. But then I need something else. Aneni shelo yamru ma'asek shafineh. I know what they're thinking out there. I mean, Richie has it all worked out. He probably had, some electric ignition over there. He pushes the ignition. I've got to make sure that they're not all like Richie. So please put into their hearts not to have these charges about me. Will you all there? At bitfilat arvit. Look, tefillat arvit isn't bad either, Masat kapayim in chat arvit. So you see that there's an inyan of mincha. The Shas, the Arabs, were dashing in yet. So the mincha's Arab, Erev, evening time. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, well, you know, once we're talking about tefillahs being nice, tefillah shacharis isn't bad either. I mean, not tefillah shacharis. Shemar Hashem, boker tishbakoli. Boker aroch lecha v'atzaper. There's a different type of tefillah. There's the tefillah of atzaper, what one has to look forward to in the day. And aroch lecha, there's much of the word aricha. I've set forth a pattern of what it is that I look forward to today. And that I misfollow for to give me the kayach and the siyata rishmaya for the rest of the day. No. No, we're saying af. He's just saying af. He didn't say it's the yikar. He said there's a special. In other words, if you're mentioning a special nature of tefillah, now you're saying that there's an inyan of aniya to tefillah in mincha. Okay, but there's also a special inyan of the tzapot, in the inyan of shacharis. There's an inyan of a gift. That's in the inyan of myrit. So it depends what you're looking for, but there's certainly special elements that are associated with each tefillah.
Does this apply also to Shema?
Not necessarily. That's something that we're going to see more about when we develop a relationship of Shema to tefillah, but you can see it coming. You see what's happening here. So we started with Kriyat Shema, went into Kriyat Shema Lamita, because the Kriyat Shema Lamita all of a sudden got into the inyanim of Yisurin in general and of Mazikin, and then from that started talking about the presence of the Shekhinah, which led us back into Beit HaKnesset. And now we're in the Beit HaKnesset, and we already have to start talking about the tefillah in the Beit HaKnesset, all of which we got to through Kriyat Shema Lamita, which is really strange. And in the end, we're going to, of course, get into the inyan of tefillah directly, see how they're associated with Shema. Om Rav Chava Om Rav Huna, another mimer of Rav Chava Om Rav Huna, is that kol ane'eneh misu'udat chatan ve'eno misamcho over b'chamisha kolot. Somebody who goes to a wedding and, you know, he sits down, has his meal, but he doesn't do anything to add to the festivities, and isn't misameach the chassan. So he is over on the five kolot that we have relating to HaKadosh Baruch, which is kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala, then kol omrim hodu et Hashem tzvakot. So clearly there's some relationship of these kolot to chassan v'kala. V'im misamcho mascharo, Omer Yishuv and Levi zochel Torah shenitna b'chamisha kolot. These kolot are makbil to the kolot on Har Sinai, because it says there vayi b'yom hashlishi b'yot haboker vayi kolot uvrakim v'anan kaved al ahar v'kol shofar chazak and then vayi kol shofar and then v'elohim yaden v'kol. So you have five kolot. Must be that those five kolot are connected the kol sason v'kol simcha. So if someone is misameach with those kolot, then he's zocher to those kolot. Wait a minute, but, you know, you're making it turn into five by ignoring the six. Because it says, v'akti v'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. You didn't include that. No, those kolot weren't at the time of Matan Torah. Those were the kolot that came before. Otan kolot dekodem Matan Torah havi. That's where Moshe is introducing the union of Kabbalah's Torah. Rabbi Abu Omer, the schar that he has is ki'ilu hikriv todah. Shenemar, because the posik continues that it's after kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kola, kol omrim odu es Hashem tzvakot, it goes on to say, mevi'im todah, beit Hashem, keshivet shvut Yaakov, and so on. So that's the schar, is that it's as if he brought a korban teira. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, well, the posik continues. It says, ki ashivet shvut aretz kavrishona, which is mashma ki'ilu bana achat, one of the most popular drushes that chasen is, of course, is this word, that someone who's v'sameh chatan v'chala, ki'ilu bana achat michulvot Yerushalayim. That's not just stam, it's a diak in the pasuk itself, because the pasuk of kol sason v'kol simcha ends with the words ki yashuv et shvut haaretz kavrishona amar Hashem. It's mashma that those kolot actually rebuild Eretz Yisrael. Yom Rav Chava Om Rav Huna. Kol adam sheyesh bo yirat shamayim dvarav nishmaim. If a person has yirat shamayim, people hear what he's saying. Shenamar sof tavar hakol nishma et elokim yirav et mitzvotav shmor. What is the meaning of the end of that pasuk? Ki ze kol haadam. How does that tie in? Om Rav Elazar Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze, this individual, is kol haadam. Now it's kol olam kulo lo nivra ala b'shvil ze. An individual has reached this point. The entire universe was created just for this. Everything else is secondary to it. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana Omer, it's not Bishvil Zeh, it's Shakul Zeh, Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. This person has the same Chashivut as Kol Adam. So it's put on the scale, this individual in Kol Adam. The Kol Adam is Shakul, he's Shakul to everything else. Reb Shimon ben Azay, Ramila Reb Shimon ben Zema Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Niva Ela Litzevet Lezeh. The rest of the world is there in order to provide the necessary accompaniment. It's his staff, so to speak. We use today the word Tzevet for the extended staff. So yeah, there's a whole universe out there, but that's his staff. really, the only thing that's here is this individual. Someone who knows that his friend is interested in greeting him should be the first to greet. Chase shalom. You should be the one to offer it, not wait to respond. If you say shalom to someone and he doesn't respond, the person who doesn't respond is a gazlan, nikra gazlan. What did he steal from you? He stole from you your emotions, your commitment to put your... Basically, you made yourself vulnerable. You said good morning. It's like sticking out a hand. If the person shuns your hand, you didn't have to do anything. So then you wouldn't have put yourself in a situation in which you would have been vulnerable. You made yourself vulnerable to the other person. If he doesn't respond to that, he's stealing from you. It's a beautiful, beautiful pasuk. Shenema vaten biartem hakeren. Gzeilat ani bibetechem. What do you mean gzeilat ani? People don't go to steal from the poor. They don't have anything to steal. I mean, they got a 20-year-old TV. That's something worth stealing. Oh, what does an ani have to steal? The only thing he has to steal that's worthwhile is his heart. So a person, what he's offering you is himself. He's saying good morning. You don't return good morning, you stole all he's got. That's beautiful, huh? Okay, that's not even about the thing. Okay, about the thing.